All right, I'm back with you. I'm sorry to make you wait there.
Perfect.
Okay. Let's see. So the okay, I guess the last question for meeting the minimal requirements here. So let me take a look at this. Okay. So with the attorneys you work with, it might be a little bit tough to do the like a cavity search case. Now, even if they were inappropriate, so they did want to know if there was anything outside of that you experienced any sexual abuse besides the cavity search incidents.
So
when you mentioned, so you mentioned the abuse with the lady that was in the health facility. However, that is outside of the facilities that they cover, the attorneys. So I would say, let me see, a lot of these that I'm seeing are just like children's center, youth center, juvenile services and detention centers, things like that, or even like homes, you know, group home type of situations. But I didn't see any like of the, I didn't see that healthcare facility that you mentioned, and that would fall under the category of actual sexual abuse. The cavity searches may, like when I told, you know, when I asked about the cavity search situation, they agreed that it is horrific and it, you know, the, you know, that is abuse if they're acting outside of that or doing it for reasons that are malicious, right? And they even said, you know, if that was the situation and it wasn't outside of the cavity search thing, to still like seek attorney's help, you know, it just probably wouldn't be the attorneys that we work with, you know, over pretty much, it's just hard for them, I guess, to make the case that it was outside of their authority, even if it, let's say even if it was, it's just kind of like a category issue with them. So they help with the other cases outside of the cavity searches. I'm in no way am I telling you to quit seeking justice. I would, but if there's anything outside of that, that would be sexual abuse. Yeah.
What, like if like the COs, like females though, like that wouldn't count as this though, right?
If they were performing the searches, or if they sexually, like if there was touching or anything like that before you were 18.
It's like a big college down there, man.
Yeah.
Like far as like the females down there from like the neighborhood, like nine, and it's ass touching, it's all type of stuff going on there. Kissing, like everything. I didn't touch CO's asses, they just smack my asses for females. But like the men, like I'm a straight man. I'm that's what I was talking about. I didn't know that you could speak about females.
Well, yeah, I mean, so did any females, did you ever have any like sexual encounters with any females that worked there? It doesn't matter if you're under 18 and there was abuse. Then,
I didn't understand. I thought it was just for like the officers, male officers, whatever they did.
Or employed. But, was there anyone employed there? Like even if they were female?
Yes. A dozen
okay.
females.
Okay.
Let us spill on them. They show us titties. They do all of that. Like for us, I didn't know that.
Okay, so let's focus on that because the cavity search is maybe traumatic, maybe unnecessary, and maybe outside of what they should have done. And I fully admit that. However, the abuse wouldn't cover that, unfortunately. And my opinions don't matter here, but you know, I would say that was pretty bad. It sounds like they exceeded their authority, but that's not really for me to say. Okay, so kind of just starting over. So this was at Baltimore City Juvenile Justice Center. Would you say that there was things like that happened there?
What? That same center.
Yeah. Okay.
Hell yeah. That's a big, like, yeah, them girls. What? I liked it. I was young, but yeah, but, I didn't got jerked off and anything down there. I just seen titties. They let you touch their ass. They play with you, they smack your ass. They do all of that.
Okay. And then did you want to file a case based off of that?
Hell, I want all of them to be in trouble, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not holding nobody. I don't know. Because if they do that to my son now, the age that I am now, I know that it was wrong. I don't want my kid to go through that. I don't want my kid to go through that.
Like, absolutely.
When I was younger, okay, it was cool. No, I'm a, oh, hell no, I don't want my kid, my son to go through that. No grown-up.
Absolutely.
Person,
okay.
I'm not
and so, so then, let's see real quick.
One time, oh man, what? One time, me and people, man, yes, it goes down there. That facility, when I was younger, growing up, it's fucked up, man.
Yeah.
And then you would see the COs when they not even at work. That's why it was so, like, it was nothing for them to do when they seen you in there.
Yeah.
Like, they knew my name. They called me by my name. What? Hell
yeah.
Man.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that all that happened there. Okay, so then.
I never had sex down there, though.
Okay.
I sucked titties down there, too. But they was grown ups. I sucked titties. Anything. I done got, they done bent over on me and rubbed their butt on me. All that type stuff.
Okay.
In front of other young boys though, like the boys would be talking like, yo, who going? I bet you, I'm a, like they. They call us their boyfriends, all that. That's just like, hell yeah.
Okay.
And all that.
Yeah. And that is wrong, especially when you're young. That is absolutely wrong. And then you said your age at the time of the abuse earlier was 13. Would you say this all happened around then?
Yeah, hell yeah. My whole, every time I went down there, it was like a party. So
okay.
It's like every documented time that I've been in the booking, It was like that.
Okay. What was the name of your abuser? If you want, you could put more than one.
I don't know the name.
Doesn't know. Okay, that's okay. And do you remember a physical description of them?
Yeah, black girls. It was all African American girls.
Okay.
I don't even remember seeing that many white.
How many? How many were
are
you talking about?
It was for instance, if you was to just go there now and go in that door, you'll be like, oh yeah, it's ghetto as shit down there. You gonna see it as soon as you walk in the door.
Okay.
So you'll be like, yeah, you'll see it just like if you was to walk in there today. Probably because all of this going on, they probably on edge. So, like, they probably, but no. It's, I don't know. No.
Well,
I remember my mother taking me to court. And one of the police officers, speaking to me like she liked me. And my mother, like, that lady act like she like you. Like, for real.
Yeah, yeah. No, that is tough. Okay. So then you would say that, so let's see. So why don't we focus on who maybe was the most severe since it was multiple people, just because I would need a physical description. So African-American woman, brown hair or black, you know, black hair, brown eyes, anything unique about that? Or what would you say?
A thick African American young girl back then. I ain't seen her since. It was a few girls. It was a skinny girl at the desk that she used to always come and mess with me. I can find out the names because I got friends that went to the baby bookings and like, and we didn't talk about if we had sex with them or not. And we didn't talk about, like, us sucking titties and all of that type stuff. We had conversations about it. I could find out if somebody remembered the name. But, like I said, it was 37 now. for me. But it was a party down there every time.
Yeah. I know. I understand what you're saying there. Okay. So then the front desk girl is the only one that you mentioned in a unique like a unique role. So you say front desk was one of the positions of one of the ladies.
Hell yeah, like even when you go to court, you know, when you go to court, you're home. So sometimes you go to court like if your parents don't come get you when you first go there and you stay the night, you'll go to court the next day. But they like or sometimes if your parents come get you once they take you down there, you'll come to court on a date and you'll see them like they wide open fresh.
Okay. So then here let's go ahead and take a look. So the one with a thicker build that you had mentioned, what was her role there?
Like a CO. It was an older lady
CO.
there, but yes, it was an older lady there, but she didn't play like she was, and they wouldn't do nothing in front of her. So like when she, I forgot her name, man, but she was like a real grown up. Like she, the rest of them was just all over the place, and they weren't that old.
Were they, but they were not your peers, right? They were over 18.
Yeah, they hell yeah, they worked
Okay,
there. They
okay.
were
They
they
worked
were
that. I
yeah they
figured,
were
just making
grown.
sure. Just
Yeah,
making
they were
sure there.
grown, but they like drug dealers. I guess like that's what they were into. So like a lot of them like for real.
Yeah,
I
no, that
didn't got
makes sense.
cigarettes. They didn't give me cigarettes there. Like I didn't got cigarettes from them. All of that. Like you know it. Yeah, it's all messed up.
Okay.
I don't know. I wish I knew her name, man. But
Yeah. So then let me kind of review some of this, and I mean that's most of it, and then I'll just go through and we can fill in any missing things that we miss here. Okay, so then there's the African American woman. You'd say any variation of hair color or anything that you want to mention? Yeah.
they switch it up so much. It's hard, like, it's never just their real hair. Like, they have short fake hair that can come out, then they come back, their hair long to their back. Like, yeah, it was all little plaits.
Okay.
Yeah, because I remember when, damn, yo, I want to see Britney. I want to see a Britney. I don't know why that's, I'm thinking of a Britney. But I remember one time I was getting head from her and she had plaits and I was holding her plaits while she was doing it. And probably a week later she had short hair and like I seen I like I you see them out in the neighborhood, like and they work
Yeah.
down yeah, so
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, and so
Yeah, like
then one of them
see
was a
when I
front
was,
desk and girl, and then one of them was a CEO, right? Okay.
you know, it was a few CEOs, man,
And then,
and
okay. Yeah.
it was a few.
Okay.
It was a couple that were real, like you know, probably my mother age, like that didn't play no games. But them girls don't, they don't do nothing when they're around. But when they not around, they loose. They'll
Yeah.
shake their titties at you. They'll bend over. Shake their butt at, they do all of that, like for real. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Okay. And then let me ask. Okay, so we'll kind of keep it on the ones that actually did commit the abuse. So the front desk girl is one that you mentioned, and the skinnier girl, and then there is the CEO that you said had a thicker build.
Yeah.
And then, well, I say we could probably keep it to them right now. If there's anyone else that really sticks out in your mind, we could add them. And then with the attorneys, I'm sure you can elaborate a little more, even call your friends and then even get,
Yeah, that's what
some
I need
names.
to do.
That's
I
fine.
need to do that.
No, that and that's fine. You could do that between now and then.
Okay.
So, where in the in where did the abuse occur within the facility?
Oh, through that motherfucker, like I say, when they put you in the in your little holding, little what's the name? It happened there. It happened. I got hit in there. I've been in there a few times. So like, oh, everywhere, everywhere.
Okay, so we'll say in your like in your room.
Yes, I thought.
Okay, I'm gonna name a couple
Regardless,
of
I could call my.
places and then I'll put everywhere afterwards, but just a couple of specific cases where maybe, you know,
I
they would
didn't
happen
suck too.
often.
I didn't suck, like in the Lord where the TV at the TV. I guess the TV room. I didn't did shit there.
Okay.
Yeah, like I did a lot of stuff there. They
Okay,
know
like a
where.
TV common room.
Yes. We didn't got lap dances in there. We didn't. Yeah, man. I didn't. All of that, man.
Okay. And then with the okay. So lap dances, meaning that there is like nudity involved and touching.
No, us going under their shirts, grabbing their
Okay.
breasts, but like for lap dancing, they didn't pull their pants down. They like sit
Okay.
on our lap. They sit on our lap there, but skinny brown skin girl, I sucked her breasts in there, while she played with another kid, penis. Like, I
Okay.
remember that.
Okay.
Yeah, I wish I knew.
Okay.
It was a girl name, yo. I know of Brittany. I want to say Brittany, yo, went to Lake Clifton. That's what I want to say.
All right. And then, and how would you say the abuse has affected your life?
Shit. Damn, man, I feel crazy saying it. But fuck it, I got to. Here. Like now, me going through all of that before I even went through puberty for real, it makes me it I don't last real long. And I had to have that conversation with my father, and he told me that. Like me not going through puberty and me going through all of that type stuff, it fucked me up like that. Like I don't last long.
Okay.
My father told me that if being young like that, and because I could tell my father about the females, but as far as them officers doing, I can't tell him no shit like that. But
Yeah.
about I talked to him about all the females and everything like that. Like.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll say that so you told your father, so the abuse that you disclosed, disclosed to your father.
Yes, I told my father about all the females. Even when I had to go to court down there, I would like point the ones out like that I did that did stuff with me. And
Okay,
he'd
so
just be like, "What the fuck, man?"
you
Yeah,
pointed out
like.
the girls that you had sexual encounters with. Okay.
Yes, I would point them out to my father. Because they wasn't like they were grown, but when I was younger, I had hair on my face at 13. I had a beard already, so I looked older. So
Yeah.
like, you looking at me and I'm 13, 14 years old, you would look at them and you probably would think we the same age.
Yeah.
Like, I could buy, I used to buy Newports when I was 14 years old in a store.
Yeah.
So, like, you wouldn't.
That makes sense. Yeah. And sometimes that happens. Okay. And then, and you pointed him out, like, what, around town or when your father visited the facility?
Can you say that one more time?
Yeah, so when, and then when would you point these girls out to your father? When he was at the facility or around the neighborhood?
When I would have to go to court down the juvenile place, they would be in there working. And I would tell them, I would whisper to them, like, oh, she sucked, like, you know, she did this. She a freak. Like, she was playing with my, I would tell him, I had that type of relationship with him.
Yeah.
That I could, anything. So, like, I would tell him.
Okay.
I could talk to him about stuff like that. My mom, she was at, that place probably would have been on fire if she would have knew that.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. It's pretty severe there. Okay. No, thank you for letting me know that.
Literally, she would have burned that place on fire.
I can imagine. I think most moms would, I have to say. Okay. And so, let's see, father, give me one second. And then this is back when you were like 13 is when you told your father. How old were you?
All ages, 14. All ages.
So about 2002. Okay, so we'll say around 2002.
Yes, you can say that.
Okay, and then do you remember, like, it says when did you tell him? So, like, maybe summer. Like, was it a year after you got there? Was it after your birthday? Do you remember kind of when in the year?
I know I was already 13.
Oh, okay. So you're already 13.
I was. It wasn't when I was, like, no six or nothing. It was a teenager.
That's okay. You know, in regards to the lawsuit, you know, it's not going to hold you back from filing, but definitely still horrible, you know what I mean, that they did that. You're much too young now.
Hell yeah, that's horrible, man.
Yeah,
I went to sit up, man. What that if I wish that we could have talked about Shepherd Pratt.
Yeah.
That was crazy because I was in there for months.
Yeah.
And the lady used to take us outside in groups, and it was this gang that we would be in a big circle, and she would always, like, she called me her boyfriend, her little boyfriend. I guess because I was cute to her or whatever. And you would whisper in the person next to you ear, and they got to whisper in the next person's ear, and they got to come all the way around, and they got to come to the person that started whatever the sentence is.
Oh, telephone, yeah.
So once it got to me, and I had to tell her, because she the one that started it, the boy next to me, he whispered in my ear, I got a big dick. So I whispered that in her ear, and she looked at me, but she fucking told me, let me see her. Like, after
wow.
And that was the first, man, that shit was crazy. I went through it in there, man. I was in there probably 3-4 months. What? I went through it in there, man. They need to investigate Shepherd Pratt, man.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know what? It might be worth telling the attorneys about that. I mean, even ask them, like, should I file a case with you? And if they say that they can't do that, it's like outside of their jurisdiction or something, because I don't know that. They might even have a suggestion of who you might be able to call for that one. You might have two cases on your hand. So let's go ahead and finish this one up, and we'll get you to them. Yeah, absolutely. But I'm sorry to hear that. Especially at that age, is very extreme.
I was about 6-7 years old, man.
That's
like
extreme,
I was a baby.
Yeah.
That's like when he said what he said in my ear. I'm so young, I didn't even catch that I'm saying something crazy to her. That's how young I was. But when I said it to her, I caught myself like, oh, my God, I just said that. And she was like, let me see. What the hell?
Yeah, absolutely. That's pretty rough. That is pretty rough. And then going back to the Baltimore City Juvenile Detention Center. So how many times, I know this is going to be a difficult one to answer. The way that people have answered it in the past is just try to figure out how often it would occur, once a week, twice a week, you know, a few times a month, and then calculate it from there. How long was I in there? And then just do the math, right? So how many times were you abused during the time frame that you were in the juvenile detention center? Or how many times a week or how many times a month, and then we'll see how long your sentence was and kind of do that.
I don't even remember the first time going in. Like, I know it was over a handful of times, man. But my first time going in there, I was scared, and I didn't get messed with or nothing. My first time down there, I believe my mother came and picked me right up probably 30 minutes after taking me in there. But once I was a familiar face, it was like, yeah. Once they knew who I was, it was like, it was from there. It was a lot.
Okay, so you'd say more than 10 times, more than 20 times, 30 times?
I would say more than 20 times, but I wasn't locked up 20 times as a juvenile. But like,
oh man, I mean, I like, even if it was, let's say the abuse happened twice, two separate times in one day, we would put two times.
The abuse was like, when if I'm in there, the whole time I'm in there until the officers that really officers come around, and it can't happen. But when they're not around, it's just a playground. It's just them grown up, us kids that think they grown, and it's just all of that. So
yeah.
It could happen 10 times in 2 hours. Like,
yeah.
It was grabbing ass, it was all of that. Like,
so with that, how many times, if you were going to just take a good estimate, how many times would you say the abuse occurred? Just so I can answer this question and could elaborate to the attorneys.
I would say I've been abused 50 times.
Okay.
If we're going to say that.
Okay.
And that's probably a low. I'm lowballing it. I just don't want to sound crazy.
No. Everything is just to the most accurate account. I think 50 is pretty extreme anyway. So if you feel like you went home and you felt like it should be more, you can just go ahead and let the attorneys know. Okay, the law office know.
Yeah, hell yeah, definitely, man. I'm gonna let them know everything.
Okay.
I'm texting people now just to see if they remember the, like, girls' names that was loose up there. I'm texting them. I'm talking to you.
Okay, and that might be a good thing then. Just for more accurate information. Let me go ahead and I'm going to articulate some of this a little bit better. That's most of it right now. I think that's almost every question. Let me go ahead and actually just get this rephrased and we'll help you out.
I don't know why that name Brittany is in my head.
Okay. Okay. So I think this might be articulated in a way that might be accurate. You can go ahead and correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
One second. Okay. So I'm going to refer to you as the individual here. So let's see. Actually, the victim. Okay, so the victim reports that he was subjected to inappropriate physical contact by one or more persons. This includes, I'll just say for multiple persons. This includes instances where he was touched in a sexual manner, specifically involving manual stimulation. He states that he was exposed to the sight of female breasts and buttocks, right? Okay.
Breast,
And
buttocks.
then and then was encouraged or permitted to suck the breast of an
Yes.
individual.
Multiple.
Multiple
Multiple
in
breasts.
multiple
Yes. I suck multiple female breasts during
employees. Okay. Multiple female employees.
Yes, not just one. Like, yes.
Okay, you also witnessed another inmate being fondled by let's see, one of the same employees. Okay.
Yes, like it was like a threesome with no penetration.
Okay. I'll put that in quotes since it's in your own words. Okay. And that was while, okay, so that makes it. I think you said that she was there was the sexual contact with her breasts while he was while she was manually stimulating him. Additionally, or fondling him, we'll put. Additionally, you describe being subjected to further physical contact, including having the individual's buttocks rubbed against you, receiving lap dances, and being allowed to strike the buttocks of one of the individuals involved, or maybe multiple. Of multiple individuals, would you say? Multiple employees?
Yes, how? Yes,
Okay.
multiple.
And then this is just in language. That'll be a little more receptive to the attorneys. Okay, the victim reports that he was subjected to inappropriate. I'm going to read it again just because now I've changed some of the language in it, okay?
Yes, sir.
So the victim reports that he's subject to inappropriate physical touch, contacted by multiple persons, we'll say multiple employees. And then this included instances where he's touched in a sexual manner, specifically involving manual stimulation. He states that he was exposed to the sight of female breasts and buttocks. He was encouraged to or permitted to suck the breasts of multiple female employees. He also witnessed another inmate being fondled by one of the same employees while she allowed him to play with her breasts. It was like a threesome with no penetration, in your quotes. And then additionally, you described being subjected to further physical contact, including having the employees, let me change that to employees, buttocks rubbed against you, receiving lap dances, and being allowed to strike the buttocks of multiple employees. Okay. And then I think that'll be sufficient right there. Your current age is 37. Age at the time of abuse was 13. And I'm
That's
sure,
okay.
and more probably, but we'll start with
Yeah,
that.
it was.
Okay. And then I'm going to go ahead and go through everything real quickly, except for that, since we just went over it. So the first thing I said was, "Is Samardi on a recorded line?" You said yes, you'd like to participate in the Maryland lawsuit, and you said no, that you have not found an attorney to assist you with filing a claim so far. All of that is correct?
Yes, sir. I never
Okay.
talked about it.
Yeah. Okay. And then you said never signed anything. You're filing on behalf of yourself as a resident of the United States, and you've never received any money regarding this claim in the past. All of that is correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then you don't. And then granted, if you know anyone else that was in the abuse center with you that you said might have gone through the same thing with some of these female employees.
I know people that was in there that wasn't in there when I was in there that went through the same shit, but probably more or less. Like, yeah, I did. I
Okay,
mean, I.
then pass along my number to them, please. I think that they'd find a benefit in seeking some justice and potential compensation. Okay. Okay, so I'll go ahead and mark that yes, as far as someone who needs assistance. And then you've never been a registered sex offender. And then
Never,
the
never.
thank you. And then the abuse that you experienced involves someone affiliated with the institution, so that was a yes. And the institution was Baltimore City Juvenile Justice Center, and all of that is correct so far.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then the telephone number there is 443-263-8706, and that's at 300 Gay Street in Baltimore, Maryland 21202. And
Yes.
then give me 1 second. All right, thank you. Sorry about the wait there.
Okay.
Okay, so then we have the. Okay, so then it says, let's see. Okay, so dates of the abuse. I know you said it happened multiple times. So I would say probably, the first time it occurred with these females, and then maybe even the last time. And we can, I'm not sure if you, yeah, we could just kind of put bookends on that of when it started and when it stopped. So when do you think it started? Or
I
when were
don't
you
want to be.
locked up? Yeah.
I don't remember the month day. I don't remember. Is there any way we could look at? I don't remember the. I don't
Oh, we could
remember
just estimate it. Let's see. So were you 13 when you were in there when a lot of this started? Do you remember your age?
that. I would say probably 14. Shit, yo. See,
14?
I would say I don't even know. I can't think back.
Yeah. And
And then
you're
I
not
don't
going
want
to
to
be held
be
accountable.
wrong.
No. You can. I'll give you the permission to. You're estimating it. So they're going to look up records and things like that. They just want a good starting point. So let's say the way I would do it is this. I don't remember most things from when I was, in junior high. I've forgotten most things unless, like in this situation, it was very traumatic. What I would do is say, okay, well, if I was around 14 at the time, if there was no snow on the ground, and I knew I was around 14, I would say probably happened in 2002, right? Because you're born in 1988. When you were 14, it was 2002. If you got locked up and you went, okay, you know what? I remember I had already turned 14. It was close to my birthday. Then I would say it's probably going to be in what, April, May, June of 2014 or of 2002, and that would be a good estimate. That way, the attorneys can start looking from there.
Yeah, that's what I wouldn't say 14, because my first time going in there, nothing happened to me. And I was scared shitless. I ain't
Okay.
even look at nobody, so but I guess like probably my third time, I was like a familiar face. But yeah,
Yeah.
I'd say from 14, from
Okay, and
14 to 16, I guess.
oh, to okay, 14 to 16. Okay.
Well, you say I can't use the men, so
No.
I'm gonna say 14 then.
Okay, and then yeah, I mean we just can't. Unfortunately, the cavity searches make for some difficulty there. So we would. This is a still a strong case though with the females. What they did was abuse. And then. So we'd say, do you want to use for 2002? You'd be 14. So was it a few months after your birthday, you think, or?
Yeah, you can say that, man.
Okay. So we'd say around like June, let's say about June 1st of 2002, you'd be 14 in a few months,
Yes,
right?
you could say the summer. You could say the summer. You could say around close to the summertime. Close to when, probably when school's ending, I guess. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that makes sense. You get a little trouble during the summer.
Yeah, that's but I guess 14 you'd be in ninth grade, right?
I can't remember, man. Let's see. So,
I don't know, man.
first grade you're six. Third grade you're eight. Fifth grade you're 10. Seventh through 12. Yeah. About ninth grade is when you're 14.
Yep, 14 years old.
Okay, and probably around the summer, so about June 1st, 2002. Okay, and that makes sense. All right, and then it occurred for 2 years, so about the same date in 2004, somewhere around there. Okay. So the dates of abuse were around, June 1st of 2002 to June 1st, 2004, and then the court documents should show when you were there and make it a little.
Oh, it's going to show, yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then your age is currently 37. Your age at the time of the abuse was 14, is what you said now, right? So we can change that to 14, right? Okay.
Yes.
And then the abuse, the roles, sorry, what was the abuser's role at the facility? And there was employee. The name of the abuser doesn't remember. That's okay for now. We can go ahead and go ahead and see if your friends may know. Then the detailed description of the abuser's appearance. So African American woman, thicker build, young at the time. And then any tattoos, piercings, anything that might identify them a little more further.
Tongue, like 2 head tongue rings,
The thicker one had a tongue ring. Okay.
yeah, they, the skinny one had a tongue ring, nose, well, somebody had a nose ring,
Okay, so both of them had a tongue ring, but the skinnier one had a nose ring too.
No, yeah, I'm just saying, like two. Somebody had a tongue ring in there. It was a nose ring in there. It wasn't no piercings like on their breast or nothing.
Okay.
I ain't
Well,
seen none of that, man.
the one. Okay, so do you remember if the skinny one at the front desk had any piercings?
No, but I know she had a tattoo on her backside, right over top of her butt, like on the bottom of her back.
Oh, okay. So tattoo on her buttock.
Well, over top of her buttocks, I guess it's called a tramp stamp or something like that, they call
Oh, okay. So a tattoo in the small of her back. That makes sense. Okay. So skinny African American woman, that worked at the desk. Okay. At the front desk.
Yeah, I want to see one of them named was Brittany, man. Brown skinned girl with the plaits, man. She was, yeah. I want to see Brittany.
Was that the one at the front desk, you think?
No, hell no.
No, okay.
Even the one, when I say the front desk, they all over the place in there. Like, they just ain't one spot. So I can't just say the front desk because that's not just like where they just gonna be at.
Yeah, and there may be more, but we'll go ahead and focus on, who you're sure it occurred with, and maybe a physical description. That way they can identify them, So the skinny African American woman, I will mention that you worked at the front desk and elsewhere.
Yeah, because when I say front desk, that's where when we
That's
walked in, me
fine.
and my seen that, and I pointed out to him.
Okay. And then, so tongue ring, tattoo, on the small of her back, right? Or did she have a tongue ring, or do you not remember? For her, it's just a tattoo on the small of her back.
It's multiple, so it's not like we just talk about.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to pinpoint two of them, though, because I have to write a description here.
The text line is losing me. Like, no, it's not just two girls.
Okay. I mean, if you want to go through every one of them, I actually could. And I just wanted to get these two first, because I know you mentioned these two first. Then we could even move on. Let's go ahead and work on these two first if they both abuse you, right? So then the woman with a thicker build, right? You know, anything else that you'd like to mention about her? Any piercings, tattoos, anything to identify her?
No.
Okay. And then any of them that really stood out that you could give a description of?
Well, because they all wear the same thing. A lot of them thick with big breasts. You got skinny. You got all types. So.
Okay. There were more as well. Okay. Any of them wear glasses that you remember? Okay. Okay. Yeah, so and the only reason I said these two, that I focused on these two, is because you distinguish two girls, generally speaking, that they might have stuck out in your mind a little bit more. So, okay. So that's why I figured we can at least, for just to start this off, identify those two. When you speak with the attorneys, you can go ahead and give some names. I'm sure you think some of your friends might remember them.
I hope so. I need to call them to find out. I need to talk to my cousin, too.
Okay.
Because we live together, so like... I'm going to tell him a lot of shit.
Okay.
He's been out of baby bookings, like, more than I have.
Okay. Okay, so then we'll leave it to those two for right now. Those are the only two that you really distinguished the way that they look. Is that fair, or how do you think I should arrange it?
All of them look the same, for real. Darker and brown skin.
Okay. So we'll focus on just those two for now. Just there's a skinny one, then there was one with a thicker bill. You know, young at the time. And then if there was any of them that you felt distinguished. You know, looks like tattoos or anything. Like the skinny one you said had a tattoo in the small of her back. Then there was like a thicker one that you said, you know, young at the time. And then anything like glasses, piercings, or anything. If not, then we could just leave it there, okay?
Yeah, I don't remember it.
Okay.
But...
okay. And then front desk and then CO were a couple of different roles that they had worked in the facility. How many times were you abused? About 50. Where did the abuse occur in the facility? Bedroom, TV room. You know, as a couple examples. and really, you said pretty much everywhere, though, right?
Hell yeah, man. Everywhere. Everywhere where we could only go. Because, you know, we can't go everywhere all through the facility, because it's like, I want to say the dorms, I guess, because, you know, it's a hella boys in this certain, like, it's,
yeah. Anything occur in the bathrooms?
Did I have anything? I didn't do anything in the bathroom.
Okay. Let's say bedroom, TV room.
Yes, basically. Okay. Basically, like, wherever the camera was in
point.
Okay.
And they know where.
Okay, so I put the two rooms that you'd mentioned, and then we'll go ahead and move on. Just some of these things, right? Just putting it down on paper, have to be written in a certain way, specifics. So that's why I just try to take as many specific things as I could. That's why it's hard to put everyone or everywhere, things like that. So,
I'm at work too.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it's almost time for me to start flagging too.
Yep. Let me finish this real quick. I'll just rush through the rest of it. That was all of the complicated stuff. Okay. So then you did disclose. So the abuse type was sexual abuse. You did disclose it. It was to your father. You'd pointed out the girls that you had encounters with to your father when you went to court, and you told him about the accounts. And then.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yep. And then when did you tell him? And then that would be. Let's see. So when you were going to court, now this stuff happened in 2002, right? So would you say you started to point them out like right when it happened?
No, days later, when my father went to court with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't right then and there. So it had to be, could have been weeks later.
Okay, so if it started in 6/1 of 2002, would you say it would be like the next month, like 7/1 of 2002?
Yeah, it could have been.
Okay, so that'd be a good estimate.
Yeah, and it could have. Yeah, I just pointed them out. It could have been a year before. I got here from her, or like.
Yeah. I was just saying when you started to tell him. You know, the first time that you had told him was probably in court about a month after it had happened.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, and then you told me how it affected your life. It affected your sexual performance because you went through it so young before puberty. And then you are currently employed, as you'd mentioned. Law enforcement was never involved as far as, trying to enforce some action. Do you have corroboration that you're at the facility? Yes, through court documents. Gender male, name is spelled Tyrell, T-Y-R-E-L-L, last name Stokes, S-T-O-K-E-S. Your date of birth is March 13th, 1988. And then what is your social?
219-19-7399.
Okay. And then your email address is TYANASTOKES 1222@gmail.com. Phone number 443-760-7211. It's a mobile number. Your address is 3417 Logan View Drive in Dundalk, Maryland 21222. And then you did receive therapy as a result, May 1st, 2006. From the Recovery Center of Maryland, LLC, and that's on 211 East 25th Street in Baltimore. And then the last thing, I put the other treatment would be Kennedy Krieger Institute on Broadway.
Yeah,
Broadway.
I need to speak to somebody about that. See,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Mention it to the attorneys. We'll go ahead and get you over to them as soon as possible. I'm going to go ahead and read you a quick script for emergency contacts, and we'll be all done, okay? So then,
all right. I wanted to ask you this.
Sure.
So the attorneys will be calling me today or tomorrow so I can look out for the call because I'm about to flag probably for the next 2 hours.
Sure.
I will be getting off of here probably about 5 o'clock.
Yeah. They'll call to leave a message. They'll give me a message to go ahead and reach out to you. I'm going to leave you a text with my information anyway. So that'll be, I'm going to make sure to connect the loose ends. So let me read this script real quick. We'll do emergency contact info. I'll tell you what to expect next, but don't worry. We're not going to, you're going to be contacted. And not only that, but you're going to know and via text and everything too. So you won't miss it.
Yes, sir.
We request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case or your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. And then, do you have an emergency contact that you could put?
Yes, I'm gonna give you my wife's number.
Okay. And what's her name?
Kayla Stokes.
You say Kayla? K-A-Y-L-A?
K-A-E-L-A.
Oh, okay. K-A-E-L-A Stokes. And then phone number?
Yes, it's 410-210-7236.
Okay. 410-210-7236. Okay. And that is your wife?
Okay. Yes. Yeah, that's my wife.
All right. And did you want to put an email address for her?
You can. Kayla, K-A-E-L-A, Watkins, W-A-T-K-I-N-S, @yahoo.com.
Okay. And then the same address as you, right?
Yeah, yep.
All right. And that's everything. Okay.
Yep. So I'll give a few people a call, and I'll let them know that it ain't just male officers. That's what a lot of people think. And a lot of people are afraid to even say anything about anything that got to do with that, because first thing we think, if we got to go to court, we got to sit in front of all the people and say that shit. So I don't know if I could have did that.
I'm not sure if it even takes that, but we can go ahead and you could ask the attorneys that if there's anything that you know that you have to, that you know that you're really concerned about, let them know. This is what they do for a living, and you know, obviously the esteem of an attorney, they're very, very educated in what they do. So let me go ahead and read you this quick script. So before we wrap up, Tyrell, I want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they're working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim. So I'll be calling you within the next, within a few hours of when it passes through the quality assurance, okay? So that could be in the next few hours. It could be in the next few days. Now, once it passes through quality assurance, I'm going to go ahead and transfer you to the law firm directly to introduce you. They may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's a part of their process to confirm the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible. Just to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure that you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them or me within the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend just giving them a call directly to follow up. I'll leave you their information, too. All right. Can you confirm that you'll be able to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yeah. So could you, whatever you need to say, could you email it to me?
Absolutely. And then last question would be, do you have any questions before I submit your information there?
No, just I don't have any questions.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and submit this. Now, I know you said you were working and we had a little bit of a long call there, because I know we had to kind of change a couple things along the way, but we still need to get you the contract or the – there we go. So I'm actually sending you a DocuSign.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you're working right now, so you can't do the DocuSign right now. Is that right?
Oh, no. You can send it to my email. I'm standing up with my phone and the flag in the other hand.
Oh, okay. So, no, absolutely. I'm going to go ahead and send it to you. Just go ahead and fill that out. And then I believe at the end it's going to ask for an ID.
Yeah, talk to the email.
Okay, so then, just go ahead and you can snap a photo with your phone and add it directly. I'm going to send you that right now. So I'll give you a text to follow up, and then we can go ahead and communicate that way, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, and please try to finish this today if you can. If not, we'll just go ahead and follow up tomorrow, okay?
Yes, sir. That's
and let me know if you need help. Other than that, I appreciate your time.
I appreciate you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
All right.